My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I always love hearing that song because it means we get to hear the deep, Barry White-esque voice of Little Nate X, our friend Eric Nathan. You might know him as Barstool Nate or Little Nate X or Eric. Hello, Nate Dog. How you doing?
Hell of an intro, man. Hell of an intro. You really nailed that one.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
Nothing. Just living the life. October 15th, New York City. How's everything down in D.C.?
Things good are here, great, dude. Nate. They're winning games. It's a different world, man.
Yeah, everybody's happy. Even after a loss, it's kind of like a pretty chill vibe in Washington Commander fandom world. It's kind of cool. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, so, I mean, let's start there. What'd you think of the Ravens game? What did we learn?
We learned that this is not, we have 1,000,000% confirmation now that this is not the same team of the last 5 years. We watched a very early in a rebuild Commanders team go nose to nose, fist to fist with the Baltimore Ravens, with a two-time MVP, with just one of the best organizations, with Derrick Henry as the running back, with a defense that, you know, it's still the Ravens defense, and kind of took them down to the wire. If not for this like phantom pass interference call that the Ravens ended up taking, you know, down for a touchdown, the Commanders could have won this game. There are multiple simulations out there where this team is now sitting at 5-1 after going on the road to beat Baltimore. I'm not going to say it's a moral victory or whatever, you know, buzzwords people like to throw around, but it was not a bad game. I think it proved that this team is out there to compete, you know, every single week, no matter who it is. In previous seasons, you know, we lose this game 30-3 or, you know, 35-7 or whatever. And this team doesn't give up. This team still fights. This team battles. This team just has a bunch of dogs that, even if, you know, they're not the most talented guys, they are fighting to every whistle. It's so encouraging to see.
And how much of that do you think we just did this, we did an hour worth of hypothetical trade talks, right? Because now this Davante Adams trade happens. Everybody on Twitter is sending me their ideas to trade for Max Crosby or Nick Bosa or whoever it is, right?
Right, sure.
And a lot of it is just silly and not going to happen. But, I mean, Adam Peters has already made a trade this season. Like, they are going to be active and looking. But one thing that was incredible is at the end, I said, okay, you could trade for anybody in the league. Who is it? And none of us thought quarterback. Like, any other year, the answer would be Mahomes, Lamar. But now, between what, who knows what the ceiling is, not saying he's the best, but who knows where else the Jaden Daniels rocket ship's going to go, and it's a rookie contract. Like, if you need that, add it on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, even in the games that we've lost, you know, his first game ever playing at NFL speed looked fine. And then against the Ravens, played great. I mean, no running game to be spoken of this last Sunday, which was pretty different from the rest of the season. And I think we really saw how much a good running game really opens up this offense and really, really helps Jaden. But yeah, like our biggest need obviously is corner. I feel bad for saying Juiced. He's getting dragged left and right, and he's doing everything he can out there. You know, when you're kind of left on an island and you're not a true number one corner and you're asked to do everything that, like, Sauce Gardner is doing, it's usually not going to work out in your favor. Corner is a hard enough position, never mind when you're just, you know, not a true number one. And I feel bad for him. Like, he's definitely competing. He's definitely doing everything he can. But this goes back to what we've talked about a few times is, you know, the team can be as prepared as possible and everybody ready to go, ready to play on Sunday. A lack of talent at some point is just going to catch up to you. And we obviously just need more help at corner. And it's not St. Juice's fault that a number one, a first round corner is sitting in street clothes on the bench. It's not his fault that five first round picks from the last 5 years were inactive or traded away on Sunday. So this defense is doing everything they can. They show sparks of greatness, and then they show that, oh, yeah, this is year one of a rebuild or year two of a rebuild, and there's a lot of work left to be done.
What do you suggest happen with St. Juice since you say he expected to do stuff that a number one do? He's the number one, they would think.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not his fault that he's thrown into a job that he's not qualified for. Like, you can't just make him have number one talent just because he's slotted at number one corner on the depth chart. It doesn't work that way. What would I say? You just got to keep running him out there and, you know, adjust the defense scheme to give him a little bit of help.
Because I think a big problem in that game, because Zay Flowers was clearly running wide open, and, like, the collective fan base sees that, and it's like, and then you get a pair of penalties on BSJ that are brutal. One of them was legit at the goal line. The other one on third and six, pretty damn bad call.
Dude just slipped.
But, dude, a lot of Zay Flowers running wide open is because they were playing to stop the run and had a single high safety and just were committing to the box. And, like, I think we don't recognize how much Derrick Henry and Lamar's running capabilities impacted that specific game plan and, in turn, why there was so much open grass.
Yeah, the Ravens are a juggernaut, man. Like, there's no other way to put that. I think I said they're my preseason AFC Super Bowl team. I think from what we've seen out of them, they are such a complete team. Their offense, like you just said, when you have Derrick Henry running at a million miles per hour, pummeling everybody in his track, and then Lamar is playing at an MVP level again, it's really, really, really difficult to scheme against that team. And I think Washington did about as well as you can. But at some point, just to circle back, if you're just outmatched, you know, man to man, talent for talent, it's really, really difficult to stop MVPs and Zay Flowers 4.3 speed at wide receiver and Derrick Henry, who is a tractor out there. It's just really, really difficult.
Right. And not that anybody is like, oh, man, you know, don't try, because you should try and eventually be as good as them or be better than them or whatever. Yeah. But to circle back to your earlier point, this is six games into.
He's already with him.
Dude, oh, yeah. So,
damn.
McAfee's on, Rodgers is on, Devontae Adams
is
on.
He knew that was happening last night.
Bro, he flew into New York last night and then just had to get the physical done this morning.
Yeah.
What I'll never comprehend, if the Jets had him flying in, why not get it done yesterday so he could play?
Yeah, why not do it when
he's on injury? He's on the injury list.
Inactive, yeah.
Yeah, inactive. He can't.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the Raiders, how big of an FU is all of this?
Right. Hey, the Raiders are going to come back now and call, what's it called? Tampering.
Well, apparently, you'll be shocked to know that apparently Mike Williams is available in the trade market. the receiver that Rodgers completely threw under the bus last night. Wow. What is the vibe up there with the Jets stuff, dude?
I am not a firm believer in letting a 40-year-old on the wrong side of his career dictate the future of the franchise. I find it almost bizarre that they're giving Aaron Rodgers the keys to the New York Jets football team. It's like, I get it. He's Aaron Rodgers, like, you know, one of the best quarterbacks we'll ever see, blah, 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 blah. But it's not like he's setting the world on fire right now. And they are just letting him decide the coaches. They're letting him make trades. They're letting him bring in wide receivers. I mean, they're 2-4, and they just don't look that good. I get that Aaron Rodgers is probably telling them, bring in Devontae, everything turns around, we make the playoffs. You know, you can make that promise. But I find it super weird that they're just bending the knee to him as a franchise. Like, just the entire team now does whatever Aaron Rodgers says. I think it's super weird.
I think it's crazy as hell, man.
Dude, yeah. I did want to ask you, I think you blogged it. I know somebody at your place blogged it.
What's that?
The video of this Ravens fan, like, beating up a Skins fan wandering the streets of Baltimore late at night. And I've just heard from a lot of people that were up there that the Ravens crowd was, like, really hostile.
I didn't think they were hostile.
If you were in a suite.
Oh, well, no, I walked all around, dude. I walked outside in the street. They weren't hostile. Everybody I met up there, they weren't. But I'm sure there are some hostile people up there, and there's some hostile people everywhere, but most people were calm as hell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you seen the video from the bars afterwards?
No.
It was not calm as hell. It was this dude walking around saying, oh, there's another one, and running up and, like, cold cocking this guy just because he's wearing a McLaurin jersey.
You got some idiots that do stuff like that in most cities.
I've heard from multiple people that were there. A lot of them had fun and it was cool, but from others it was pretty chippy.
I can expect that.
Did you blog that video?
No, so I saw it like everybody else did. If someone listening hasn't seen it, basically there's this guy, I don't know, his name's already out there, has a long rap sheet of just being kind of a scumbag, not kind of a scumbag, an absolute terrible person. And he was clearly drunk or whatever after the game, and he just is looking for people to punch. And he's wearing a Lamar Jackson jersey, and he finds Commanders fans, and he just knocks them out cold. He's lost his job. He's hopefully going to jail. It's like, hopefully he gets everything and more that's coming to him. It's a ridiculous video. I hope this guy suffers and goes to jail for 10 years. It's ridiculous.
I'll show it to me. The guy's a jerk.
Yeah.
I need to just whip his ass.
Yes. Last week.
Yeah, he's lucky I wasn't on the street. That's what I'll say. He's lucky.
Oh, Lord.
Nate's grinding, man. He's like, what are you benching now? 225?
At least, yeah. I should be at the combine next year. Like, I might get a couple reps up.
Make the case that the NFL should flex Bears Commanders.
So Bears Commanders is week 8.
Yeah,
and
not
the
this
current
week.
Game, wow. The current Sunday Night Football game is 49ers Cowboys. And I'm sorry, JP, I cannot make the argument against flex for flexing it. I would rather see the Dallas Cowboys get embarrassed in prime time every single week until I die. If that means not seeing the Commanders in prime time, that's perfectly fine with me, mm-hmm. because the Cowboys are, I know the Browns exist, I know a couple other teams exist, but the Cowboys to me are the laughingstock of the league right now, because Jerry Jones is so delusional and so crazy that I just love everything he's doing. He's handing out monster bags to all these players. He still has Mike McCarthy coaching the team, which is so funny to me because Mike McCarthy is such a bad head coach. And nothing's ever going to change as long as Jerry Jones owns that team. There is nothing I want more than the Cowboys to stay in primetime and get absolutely spanked in front of a national audience.
All right. That's fine. Now, last week I said I was going to do this. I'm going to do it. Give me a Caps preview. They've lost their first game. They got another game tonight. I believe they're playing Vegas, maybe. They traded for this dude that makes a ton of money from the Kings. Get me up to speed.
So, the Caps are 0-1. I know that we all watched the game. They played okay. It's a big team. There's a team of big boys, not necessarily the fastest team, but they are big. A better roster up and down from last season where we made the playoffs. So if you do not expect the Caps to make the playoffs again this year, you are sadly mistaken. I know the haters and losers in Philly are going to cry in their Cheerios once again when they don't make the playoffs and we do. But, yeah, 81 games to go. I have no real issues with this Caps team. We have 42 goals. For Ovi, start the countdown. Hopefully, he
that's
gets
what he needs. 42,
42 to hold the record. 41 to tie. So yeah, I'm.
Hey, I'm looking forward to that.
Did Ovi score the other night?
We are still heavy in football season, but start paying attention to the Caps because before you know it, this is just going to be another good season for another good team. I will be at the game Saturday in New Jersey. If you guys want to come up for the game, I would love to have you.
I will not, but thank you. Damn, dude.
JP wasn't coming up there, Nate.
You going up to Jersey for Caps Devils?
I never say I'm going up there.
Yeah. How is that any different than me?
You always inviting him, and y'all invite each other back and forth. Y'all don't invite me.
He just invited you.
No.
I'd rather have you than JP.
I don't hang out with Nate.
2 years ago, he scored exactly 42.
We'll take exactly 42 this year.
You think it happens this year, Nate Dogg?
Do not. I think it happens in October of next season.
Wow.
I think he gets very, very close, and then we are just on goal watch for the first month of next season where he gets it. That is my official prediction.
Are you on Panda Watch?
Bro, the saddest thing about living in New York is we don't get the panda hype up here. I'd say that's the number one worst thing about New York City is we just don't have pandas running around like they do down in D.C. It's there's nothing more exciting as a kid growing up down there than going to see the pandas. And, I just turned 36 on October 10th, and I hate to say it, kind of want to come down and see the pandas. Like, there's just something about pandas, man.
Are you ready for a take I wasn't prepared to hear when I woke up this morning?
I'm ready.
B. Mitch is anti-zoo.
I never said anything like that. I just told him I don't go to the zoo.
Nah, you kind of said you were anti-zoo.
I never said that.
Landfill?
You like to put words in people's mouth.
You definitely said you don't want to go to the zoo and you're not interested in the pandas.
No, I said I don't
want to
go. I'm not interested in it going look at some damn animal.
Animals rule, dude. You don't want to go see the giraffes
and
the elephants?
Yeah, I'm noticing that. I'm noticing that we do take care of animals more than we do people. So, yeah, I'm noticing that.
All right, Nate. We got to go. Good luck seeing the pandas.
Thank you so much. Miss you guys.
All right, bro.
Let's go around the NFL. What are the odds Cleveland actually benches Deshaun Watson?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app